Good morning, everybody. If that doesn't get you jacked up, I don't know what does. When I hear that music, it's like, yes. We are here today on our fall kickoff Sunday. And as I look out over the crowd, I see Seahawks. I see Kansas City Chiefs. I see Buccaneers. I see actually hockey jerseys. I see a bright orange Bronco over there. I know there's a 49er down here all the time. And you know what? It's awesome. I still love you. I still love you. It's not? Yes. Being a Seahawk fan is non-essential. It is not a salvation issue. However, I will pray for the rest of you. All right, we are getting, it is here. Summer, I hate to say it, it's almost over. I just can't, technically it's not, but it is. But we have fall kickoff, and this today is basically a little bit something different, but I like to let people know that have not been around for a whole lot of time, what we're about here at New Hope Christian Center, why we do what we do, and the opportunities that we have for you to grow. How many of you were here a few weeks ago when I talked about challenge accepted? How many of you were challenged on that day? How many of you accepted that challenge? All right, we have opportunities for people to grow here at New Hope Christian Center. But first, before we get going, we had a leadership summit this last weekend, and it was phenomenal. And I want to say thank you to everyone who came out, because I know it was worth your time. And I know I came in Friday afternoon or Friday evening before the first summit session, and I pulled up and I saw Randy sitting out on the back steps. And he looked like someone had just kicked his dog. He did. He was. I knew there was something wrong. I went over and talked to him. He's like, and he's had a rough week. And I know you guys never have rough weeks, but every once in a while I do, and obviously Randy did. But to see Randy teaching Sunday morning workout this morning, and the energy that he had, and the rejuvenation, and the batteries recharged, I want Randy to come up and share a little bit about the summit and what he took away from it, because it obviously changed his countenance. Amen? So let's give it up for Randy.
So I'm prepared for this, because Jim told me about 30 seconds ago he was going to do this. Thank you, bud. Yeah, okay. I think it's payback. I really do. I think that's what it is. But he's right. A rough week last week. And so Friday night, I come over here. We actually got over here a little early, about an hour and a half early, because we had some folks looking at our house. So me and Marianne had to vacate the house. We had nowhere to go, so we came over here. And I was tired. I was not just physically tired, but I was emotionally tired, spiritually tired. I was tired, okay? And between Friday night and Saturday morning, I got a fantastic dose of God that I needed. No one can pick you up like God. No one. We learned some awesome things, not only about God, but really about ourselves. Things that we probably knew and forgot. Things that we never knew about ourselves. But the thing that I took away from it was the power that God has in our lives if we will only let Him work in our lives. If we will only let Him have control of our lives. If we will only live in His strength. That's the key. The things we do, everything we do, we need to be doing in His strength. And we tend to forget that. We tend to want to do everything. Last week, I was doing everything in my own strength. My own strength. And you know where it got me? It got me on that back porch over there, head hanging down, beat. I don't feel that way this morning. I feel like I'm on top of the world because God's got my back and I can do anything through him. Amen? Amen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a good week. We're done. Just kidding. All right, here at New World Christian Center, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. We do not have any slides, so it is not Andrew's fault that these are not showing up. But this is what we base our fellowship, everything that we do is based around Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. And it says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. This is the last thing that Jesus told the apostles before he was crucified. Actually, no, before he ascended into heaven. This was after he was crucified. He came back and says, make sure you understand this. Make sure this is important. This is very important. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So what did they do? They took everything that God or Jesus had taught them while he was living with them for 3.5 years or whatever it was. And he made sure he plugged into them and they took that and they plugged it into the early church. So what did the early church do with it? What was important to them? In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it says that the early church was devoted to four things. Devoted means it was top priority in their life. These are the things that were most important. These are the things that Jesus passed on to the apostles, and the apostles passed on to the leaders and the people in the early church. Four principles. We call them the four pillars here at New Hope Christian Center. The first one, they were devoted to the apostles' teaching. They were devoted to the scriptures that they already had, and they were devoted to the teaching that inspired the apostles through the Holy Spirit that he gave to them. You increase your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You want to increase your faith? First of all, God gives us a measure of faith. And then we exercise that measure. And as we exercise it, as we grow to understand the scriptures, we increase through the Holy Spirit our measure of faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Here at New Hope Christian Center, the word of God is first and foremost. I want you to know what you believe, and I want you to know why you believe it. You need to be ready in season and out of season to give a reason for the hope that you have. That is scriptural. That is biblical. There's a lot of people out there that call themselves Christians that have no idea what they believe. And they can't back it up. They cannot reason with people who are going to come into their lives and challenge you on your belief system. It is the very word of God. It is the sword of the Spirit. It is the only offensive weapon that God mentioned in the scriptures. It's a sword. It is used for defense and it is used for offense. But you need to be able to yield and wield that sword. Amen? So they were devoted to the apostles' teaching. Number two, they were devoted to the fellowship. They were devoted to one another. They lived their lives together. You look around here in this room, we have ages 0 to 95. Dorothy, 95. God bless her. And you know what? She is just as important as everybody else in here. And Miss Helen, where's Miss Helen? One of our grandmas, and they're very important. We need brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas in Christ. We do this whole thing called family together. The third thing they were devoted to was the breaking of bread. We have communion once a week or once a month. And we also encourage people to gather together outside the walls of this church to have and share meals together. All right? So, how do we do this? It says, okay, we're going to make disciples. How do we do this? The process we use here at New Hope Christian Center is, remember these three words, connect, connect, release. Connect, connect, release. First and foremost, we connect you to God. Secondly, we connect you with other believers because we need one another. And thirdly, we release people to do what God has called them to do. We are to grow. Each and every one of us are to grow in our faith. We are to grow in our relationship with God so that we can be used by Him to do whatever it is that He's called us to do. So I am the kind of person that when somebody says, well, you know what, you need to grow in your faith. That's great. What does that look like? Give me some hard facts. Give me something that I can use. Give me a list of things that I can do where the rubber meets the road that I can grow in my faith. Because I can stand up here all day, every day and say, you need to grow. You need to grow. You need to grow. But if I don't give you the opportunity to grow, then I'm not doing you any good. So that is what today is about. We here at New Hope Christian Center, we don't do anything unless it involves at least one of those four pillars. One of those four pillars has to be involved in everything that we do here at New Hope Christian Center. So we're going to give you, I am going to give you some ways that you can grow in your faith. All right? Now the thing is, we can offer whatever. We could offer 15 million different ministries, but you know what? If you don't show up, you ain't going to grow. We give you the opportunity to connect to God. We give you the opportunity to connect with one another, but then it's on you. I will not drag you kicking and screaming to a life group. But you know what? It is so important. It is so important. And some of you, what I want you to do is go, okay, where am I right now spiritually? Where am I in my spiritual walk with the Lord? And what is that next step that I need to take to grow? We're going to give you opportunities to take that next step. So they were devoted to, number one, the apostles' teaching. This Sunday morning was the first Sunday morning that we had our Sunday morning workouts. And no, it doesn't mean strap on your yoga pants and come in and do the whatever. Our Sunday morning workout is spiritually growing, spiritually getting stronger through the study of God's Word. We're in Hebrews chapter 11. And what we're doing is we're going verse by verse through the Scriptures, and it's not a lecture time. It is encouraged that people interact and interject in what God has shown them through the Scriptures and how it applies to their life. So it's an interactive time of studying God's Word. We have about 8 different people that teach it. One teaches 1 week, then someone else teaches the next, and then they loop back around. But it is a time for you to get into the Scriptures like you've never done it before. And you know what that's going to cost you? You're going to have to get your booty out of bed a little bit earlier on Sunday morning. And you have to go, is it worth it? Oh, you know, I'd really like to just sleep in. You know what? I'll bet Randy did not feel like coming here on Friday night. Am I right? I'll bet he didn't want to. And he had the right to say, you know what? I'm not going. I've had a rough week, and I could spend this time just me time. There's probably a college football game on. I'll just sit down in my chair and veg. And he had that choice. But he chose to do one thing. And it was a sacrifice. But he showed up. And God met him here. He meets us with our other brothers and sisters. Because he wants to use our brothers and sisters to encourage us during those times. It wouldn't have happened had he stayed home. So Sunday morning workout, you feel like, oh yeah, I'd really like to do that. But I don't know if I'm willing to give up that extra half hour of sleep. Really? 30 minutes? And what you will glean from it is well worth that 30 minutes. I guarantee you. So, the next thing we have is Sunday morning service. Every Sunday morning, for 52 weeks out of the year, for the last 24 years, this place has been open on Sunday morning. Every single time. Every single Sunday. Those doors have been unlocked. And we've met. You need to make that a priority. If you're a one time a week, you know, roughly one and a half. Well, you know, my team plays at 10 o'clock this week. I just really like to get a DVR. Have somebody set it up that knows how to do it. Don't ask me. And make it a priority to get here. Because when you're not here, you miss an opportunity to connect with God and to connect with other people. And you miss an opportunity for God to connect to you. And you miss an opportunity, possibly, for God to use you to speak into and bless someone else. You miss that opportunity. And it's an opportunity you'll never get back. You'll never get it back. So it needs to be a priority. If you have small kids, you need to make it a priority that you're here on Sundays. Because you're training them up. They see what mom and dad are doing. Or just mom or just dad. But they're watching. And if you're just sporadic in how you go to church, guess what? They're going to be the same way. My daughters asked me when they were very young, Dad, why do we have to go to church? And I says, we don't have to go to church. We get to go to church. We get to go to be with our family. And it's not something that we do. It's part of who we are. At our core, this is who we are. And out of that flows, we come. We gather. We worship. We praise. We pray together. This is not something that should be, well, I got enough time. Well, I haven't been for a little while. Or we have quite a few people. It's like they come. They look like death warmed over. Life has just run them over in a semi. And they come dragging themselves in. They puke out all of the things that are going on in their life. We pray over them. We love on them. And we don't see them again until they get run over again. And then they come back in. They're just dragging. Oh, man. I don't know why God does this to me. It's like, you think maybe it's the choices that you're making? It's a priority. It should be a priority. And it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you some time. But I guarantee it. It is worth it. Teach your children that this is important. Because I guarantee you, when they get older and they've seen you not commit to it, they're not going to commit to it either. And then you're going to go, well, why don't you go to church? Well, you never took us very often. What do you care? I learned from you, Dad, how important showing up on a Sunday morning service is. Teach your kids well. Amen? I am going to have Hannah Ellersick, Kim and Roger, and Lisa Garza come up, please. And what I want to do is as I go through these things, as I go through these opportunities that we have for you guys, I want to introduce you to those people who are leading those things so that you can get a little glimpse of their heart and what we have to offer for your kids. The first one I'm going to have, and it's called Sunday Morning Kids Church. And Hannah, I am going to have you come up first. And you know what? This right here is a person stepping out of her comfort zone. She heard the challenge, and she went, challenge accepted, and I am scared to death. But here she is.
On the microphone. Ooh. Hello, I'm Hannah. Stephanie asked me to take over Kids Church because she's having a busy year of being married and her student teaching. So I said, yes, I would be happy to help, not really knowing what that was going to entail. So now that I've started, I'm excited. We changed the curriculum this year, so it'll be fun. And I like the whole connect release, even with the little kids, because they can, you know, they're learning it's a safe place for them. I want them to be able to ask for prayer if they need it, or be able to talk to a teacher, a leader, if they need something, if something's going on. They're getting to know each other, which is good. So when they're in youth group and they're going to camp and they're doing things, they're more comfortable with the people that they're with. And then releasing for service or whatever we do, whether that's making little boxes to send overseas or we're doing something fun, we're taking them to sing at a nursing home or something where they're able to get out in the community and see that from a different perspective. So, yeah, I'm here. If you have questions or if you need anything, I can hopefully answer them for you, but that's it.
So when you decide you're going to stay home, you don't send your little ones, here are the car keys, Tristan and Sawyer, here are the car keys. You guys go, Mommy and Daddy are staying home. We're having some of those yummy cinnamon rolls that we had over the weekend. No, if you don't come, your kids don't come. And then you miss an opportunity for your kids to connect to God and connect to other kids. You've missed that opportunity, so make it a priority. Next, I'm going to have Kim and Roger. They are youth leaders. Let's give them a hand.
Well, good morning. I'm Roger Brake. This is my wife, Kim, and we're the coordinators of the youth group, which we meet every Wednesday from 7 to 8:30. And it's open for junior high and high school students, I should say down 6th through 12th grade students. Normally, we meet on Wednesdays. We try to do an additional activity at least once a month. Outside of Wednesday, we do a lot of Friday or Saturday type activities, give the students an opportunity to fellowship, also to invite their friends to what they might deem a less threatening environment, introduce them to youth group, right? We have our youth camp every summer. As Pastor Jim talked about earlier, our goal is to teach them what they believe and why. So they can, when they go out into the world, when they graduate high school and they go off to college and their beliefs become attacked, that they can stand upon what they know, that they can defend what they know, that they know why they believe it. So we really focus on the Bible and the foundational truths of the faith.
Okay. Yes, we believe very much. I was a youth pastor for 6 years, and I noticed a trend in churches where we had a lot of kids, youth age, coming to the youth groups, and then if you went to most of the churches, they disappeared. They were riding along on mom and dad's fate instead of developing their own. They were riding along on their youth pastor's faith instead of developing their own. And we want, and Kim and Roger have carried this on, I wanted to make sure that they knew what they believed and why they believed it. We gave them the word of God. And we had some kids from other churches that came to some of our services, and usually the thing that they had to say was, you guys don't play enough games. You guys don't play enough games. We play games all the time at our youth group. And I went, well, then go back and play games. We're going to teach you the Word of God. Because you know what? Those games, those video games, aren't going to do you a lick of good when the enemy starts to attack you when you begin to live in the world on your own. But the Word of God will. Your kids, if they're in middle school and high school, they will get the Word of God. An application of how to apply it to their lives. Amen? Next, we're going to have Lisa Garza. She is coming up, and she has agreed to be the coordinator. There may have been some arm twisting by my wife. I'm not sure. But she is going to be coordinating Team Kids on Wednesday nights.
Hello. I would like to introduce the team for Team Kids that will be working with your children. Brooke, stand up. Susan.
Yes.
And Brandon.
Brandon.
Brandon spends a lot of time at my house, just so you know. So Team Kids is a high-energy ministry that encourages the kids to grow and know Jesus Christ. We are going to be learning about God, we are going to be using the Bible, and then we are going to be living for Jesus. So we are also going to be doing the Connect release. And I think it's kind of cool how we're getting it as adults, we're getting it in our Sunday school, we're getting it in the Team Kids, and then the youth. So we're all getting the same message, but at the different levels of learning. So I think that's awesome. Just one correction, though. It is first grade to sixth grade. We do encourage, though, the students that are in sixth grade that you can go to youth. You do not have to stay into Team Kids. So that is something that you can discuss with your parents. But it is first grade to sixth grade. That is what we have available. And registration, again, will be this Wednesday. Please sign up. There is no fee, and we look forward to working with your kids. But I also ask that you pray for us as we lead your kids. So we are definitely going to need prayer. So we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Next, I'm going to have Sandra and Larry, Dave and Rachel go ahead and make your way up here. And this is the next pillar. They were devoted to the apostles' teaching, and they were devoted to the fellowship. You have many opportunities here at New Hope Christian Center to connect with one another. The one we can do on is Sunday morning workouts. We already talked about that. Sunday morning services. We already talked about that. Sunday morning kids' church, teen kids, and youth. And now we also are expanding our life group ministries. We are encouraging you to step out of your comfort zone and become involved in life groups where we gather together. So there, you'll notice there will be specific things being taught. You can choose whatever one you want to do, but encourage you, make the time, make the sacrifice to make it a priority in your life. And the first one I'm going to have describe her life group is Mama D.
Okay. Can you hold the microphone, right?
I'd love to.
Lean on my cane. We are studying a course called Believe by Randy Frazee, and they're short little 10-minute videos on different subjects. What we've started out with, first of all, what are we supposed to think as a believer? What do we really believe? And how impacting are we by our culture? Are we really believing authentic biblical truth? Secondly, what should we do about it? How do we act that out? How do we obey that and become like a Christian should really become? And then thirdly, that's the becoming. What am I doing? And then what am I becoming? And so we just want to encourage you to know what you believe, to know how to live it out, and to become the character that is molded into the image of Christ. So that's the goal for all of us. So we have a non-threatening, really, environment, warm, loving people. We meet in our home just off of 19th and University, and Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. So we would love to have any of you that are not solidly into another group. And by the way, you do have the freedom to change groups, to get a little different subject if you'd like, and you're not going to hurt my feelings if you are have been in my group and attend another one, because we want you to be blessed, encouraged, and strengthened. That's the whole goal. So, welcome.
And the way we do that is every quarter, 12 weeks, we'll do this, the study series, and then after that, we'll take a week break, and then we start another series. So you can bounce around. You don't have to be locked into one, but I believe you do need to get into one. All right? Sandra is the next one.
I am Sandra, and I'm going to be leading a women's Bible study called Gaining Freedom Through Surrendering Control. And the basis of it is Galatians 5:1, which is, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. And I took this study probably 5 or 6 years ago out at Real Life Ministries. It was written by one of the pastor's wives out there. And it basically, in a way, it saved my life, it saved my marriage, it saved my relationships with other people. As women, we were cursed because of choices that Adam and Eve made. We were cursed to want to control things. And so this is a study that's about kind of giving up that control and learning how to be free in Christ, because that is really what he is striving for us. And so it's a wonderful study. It's actually 16 weeks, but I'm going to condense it down into 12 weeks. It will stretch you. It will really want to make you think about who you are and what God wants you to be as a woman in Christ. So it's Tuesday nights here at the church from 6:30 to 8:30. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra. Next, we have Dave and Rachel.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. This is my wife, Rachel. Hi. And a little bit about yourself.
No.
We coordinate the C29 group, and you're asking yourself possibly, what is a C29? Well, why don't we have the C29er stand real quick? Okay, give him a big round. Okay, go ahead and sit back down. Too much spotlight. I'm glad the applause wasn't overwhelming, so watch it. We meet at our house, Rachel and I's house, on Tuesdays. We're going to start this year, October 4th, because we don't want to maybe, is that you behind the moving box over there, Aaron? Oh, you know, we are going to get a little more unpacked, so Jim and Belinda were gracious enough to allow us to have a couple more weeks to unbury ourselves and our family. Our kids are somewhere in the house, maybe in a box. If only they've disobeyed. But what we have had the pleasure of doing the last couple years is really ministering to the age group of college through 29. Very kind of on purpose, kind of locked into that age. And it's in a time of, if everyone remembers this or have yet to have that window of time where you make a lot of life decisions. You know, some of you that attend are married. We make one caveat, without children. And the reason why is, obviously, we love children. We have three of our own. It's because there's a kind of a certain level of choices and college and responsibility that's unique. When you have kids, you become, you know, that level changes, obviously. So we want to capture what that means in that age group. And like I was saying to the people at the summit, and the only thing about the summit is, you know, spiritually fed very, very well. But the food, it just wasn't... No, just kidding. It was right up there. Cheesy potatoes and ham and stuff and lots of things to eat. So we got fed and spiritually fed as well. It was awesome. Mom brings back a lot of childhood memories. Anyway, but so we had the pleasure, and I was telling them I'm not that far. I am removed, but I'm not that far removed. I can relate to the choices that I made, and we are in a position now where we can kind of weigh in and give them advice as well as what we're teaching. So we changed that up, and Rachel is going to tell us what we're going to be teaching about.
I was just trying to do a little math in my head. I think your gray hair gives you away. You are a little more removed than you might think.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you. That's all that we have this evening. Thank you. Praise, praise the Lord. For wives.
On a serious note, we have decided for this first quarter we're going to be doing a series called Restless. It's by Jenny Allen. And she herself, she's a women's Bible study leader. But this, we just felt like the content of this particular Bible study was really applicable to any stage in life and to any person. But it dives into who we are as individuals and the threads of our life and how they're woven together for God's purpose. And so, you know, one thing that we took away from this summit, or that I took away from this summit, or anytime you get together with small groups, if you've ever attended a life group in the past or a retreat of some sort and you have these small group discussions, you see just how unique we all are from one another. And that is uniquely wonderful. And just how God can use all of us, and to appreciate every bit about yourself, whether you like it or not, it was given you by God, and by His grace, we can use it for His glory. So we'll be able to explore that together, for 12 weeks, I believe it is. I think ours is 8 weeks long, but we'll do a really good job of stretching it out to 12 weeks. So thank you.
All right, and then we have Larry. Go ahead and share.
We meet at the Brazzles house, which is not too far from here. We're thankful for that opportunity. The topic we're going to be doing is called Go Fish, Because What's on the Line. And this is an area that really touches my heart, because it's about everyday living out evangelism. Jesus in Mark 1:17 says, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And that's the calling on every Christian's life. So what's nice about this program is I've already previewed it. And what I see in there is everything that we're about here at New Hope. We were all fish once. And, you know, every fisherman has his favorite tactics, right? So it's about looking into our gifts that God has given us and using those, showing us how, not only the how, but the why. So there's a lot of useful information. And, you know, if you've ever caught a fish, you know, you have to clean it. You know, there's fish guts. Sometimes when you're fishing, the water's muddy and it's a little unclear. Sometimes, you know, we aren't using the right tactics in able to successfully fish. And these are nice little mind pictures that bring us into how we live out, because everyone has different gifts, but we are all called to be fishermen. So this is just a wonderful time, and we do meet all four pillars. Carrie's real good at having some great snacks. I mean, if you're not there for the spiritual part, come for the grub, because it's awesome. you know, it's a great time, and what I like about doing the life groups, because I really had to, you know, I was really kind of worn down after last year, and I was questioning whether I would do it again. But in the regrouping over the summer, you know, I realized it's very important, because this is an opportunity not just to learn about who we are in Christ, but it is an intimate environment where we can share in a safe area with safe people and be able to truly engage with one another on a level that you just don't get on Sunday morning. So please, I guarantee you, you will have another opportunity for this series. It's that awesome. I've talked to Jim, and I really think that it's something that everyone here needs to see, because I don't get super excited about video series. I mean, honestly, book work, I hate it. I don't give me a workbook. It's just too confining for me. But this program here is fantastic. I am totally excited, and I hope that we get some new visitors. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And we're going to go real quick here. I am going to be teaching a study on Isaiah on Tuesday nights right here at the church. I've had a lot of people come to me and say, you know what, Jim? You need to teach on Revelation. And I said, no, I do not. And the reason is because I have not thoroughly studied it. And in order to thoroughly study Revelation, you have to thoroughly study Isaiah and Ezekiel and Daniel. So guess what? We're starting with Isaiah. And it is an amazing study. I've already been going through it. It is a pretty much a verse by verse. We will be skipping over some things, just doing a brief summary of what the one chapter says or whatever. But what we are going to focus on is Isaiah talks about the past, the present, the near future, and Revelation. And he ties them all. And sometimes he just, in one sentence, he'll talk about three different periods of time. We're gonna make sure that we understand what he's talking about. And we're going to break it down. So I invite you to come for that. It's going to be get your nose to the grindstone. And if you come, please bring your computer. I'm going to show you an app or a website that will help you in your studies as well. So we'll learn how to do that as well. And then on Wednesday nights, I am teaching a parenting class. And this parenting class is for people that are thinking about having kids, people that already have little babies, already have possibly toddlers, maybe junior hires, senior hires, or if you are a grandparent and you watch your grandkids for any amount of time, we invite you to come along as well. We are going to do a series by Chip Ingram, and it's called Raising Kids in a Difficult World. And guess what? We homeschooled our kids, and the minute we put them into the public school system when they're sixth grade, Ashley came home with a whole new vocabulary. Whole new vocabulary. It's like, oh, dear Lord, what have we done? But you know what? We're called to be in the world, but not of it. And teaching our kids here, teaching your kids at home, you need to be on top of it. Because I guarantee you, when they go out into the world, when they go out into the playground, when they go into the science rooms, classrooms, when they go to college and they're taught things that are against what you've been teaching them, and if you haven't been teaching them godly things in the Bible, they're going to get bombarded. Train them up early, but it's never too late. I'm just saying it's a lot easier when you get the little buggers that are this high than it is to input it into teenagers. But it's never too late. So if you have some things that are going on and you just want to be a better parent, and we all should be better parents, we can all learn certain things that are going to help our family be more healthy. If your family is in total dysfunctional mess and it's chaos and it is, well, we just don't come to church anymore because it's too hard to get the kids ready. Oh, dear Lord. That is crazy talk, because you're allowing them to stay crazy. God gave them to you so that you would raise them up according to his principles and his commands. Raise your children up in the ways of the Lord, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Are you going to have rebellion in your house? Yes, you are. But there are things that we can learn together, and we get an opportunity to connect with other parents who are probably going through the same things that you are. I had daughters. Daughters are a piece of cake. Until middle school. And then there's brain damage that happens. And you're like, who are you? And we still love them, right? We still love them. And then when they get a little older and their brains begin to develop, it's like, oh, there they are. Where have you been for the last 7 years? It can be difficult. It can be messy. But you know what? If we can do it together and offer suggestions or whatever, maybe you just need to send them to my house for a weekend. Or not. But I would invite you to come out, please. And if you have already raised kids and you're looking for an opportunity to help parent some other kids and stuff, show up. You've been through the ringer. You've seen, as parents, we see certain things, and it's like, okay, you know what? I can help that. If you want to come, it is not exclusive to people who have kids right now. Amen? All right. The bread ministry is starting once again. Jessica Frangione, I love your last name. It's just awesome. Frangione. She is one person. We used to do a bread ministry where some of the ladies in the church would bake banana bread, and Pastor Lee would go and he would drop off a loaf of banana bread to whoever visited that week. Is non-intrusive, just thank you for coming. We were happy to have you. Here's a little gift from New Hope Christian Center. If you have any questions, you can get you some flyers or whatever, but just thank you for visiting. And she was so impacted by that now Adam and their two kids have been in this fellowship for quite some time because of that one little gesture. So she wants to start that up as well. So if you would like to help, if you would like to make some banana bread, and you can talk to Jessica next week or come to me and I'll make sure you connect with her. But she has that in her heart and that's something that she wants to do. Pastor Lee, can I have you come up very quickly? And as he's coming, we have Project Share. Like Aaron said, Sandy Hunt, thank you so much for doing that. She has worked tirelessly for over a year, easily. 2 years, probably. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Probably feels like 15. But it is a ministry that we have that we try to gather things so that we can help people in our fellowship. If we're all going to go through difficult times. And those difficult times look different to certain people. Some people are in transition between jobs. They don't have money left over for food or whatever. We want to be able to help with that. And Sandy has done that tirelessly. And now we would like someone. Do we have someone else step up and say they'd like to do it? Is it Brooke? It's not just Brooke. But you know what? Thank you, Brooke. That is awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. And another ministry that we have, Pastor Lee.
Thank you, Pastor Jim. This is our Young at Heart Senior Luncheon that we have once a month. And last month, for those that were there, we just had a great time together, fellowshipping, talking, sharing, and encouraging one another. So we invite you the second Sunday of every month after church to go out to lunch together and just have a good time together. If you're young at heart, but you're over 50, you know, you're welcome, and we're just going to have a good time again this next month. So thank you. We look forward to seeing you there because we love you. Even if you're 77, I show you. Okay. Oh, that's right. Okay, anyway, I'm the youngest. No, I'm not. But it's great. It's great no matter what age. We're young at heart. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thanks, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Lee. The third pillar is breaking bread. We have communion. I'm going through these very quickly now because I know you people are going, okay, the game starts and pretty soon, okay. And then the fourth one is prayer. We have prayer request cards in the seat in front of you. We have emails that we send out for prayer requests. You can call those in to Brenda and she fires those out. And we also have prayer during our life groups. There will be prayer in youth. There's prayer in teen kids. There's prayer in kids church. We believe in the power of prayer here at New Hope Christian Center. Finally, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 says, like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. I'm throwing out the challenge to you. If you've never been a part of a life group, get into one. It will change your life because you're getting in there and you're getting encouragement, which is what the body of Christ is all about. If you're getting whooped on in the world, at your job, and whatever it is, get into a life group so that you can surround yourself with people who will lift you up and pray for you and help you and guide you. It is very, very important. It says in the Bible, don't forsake gathering together as some of you are in the habit of doing. but come together so that you can lift one another up, so you can encourage one another. Because you know what? Being in the world and not of the world can be very difficult. Very, very difficult. So we need one another. Make these things a priority in your life. If you've never studied the scriptures, get into the Sunday morning workout. It is a great place to learn the Word of God. We have so many things to offer. You cannot come up to me and say, well, you know, there's just no opportunity to grow here at New Hope Christian Center. You are so sadly brain damaged. We give you the opportunity to grow. Guess what? Challenge has been thrown out. Now it is up to you what you do with that challenge. And my prayer is that you say, challenge accepted. And then put it into action. Angeline, no music. Okay, I just want to, okay, thank you. I'm going to have you guys stand up. And I'm going to pray for you, because I know that God is working on some of your hearts. That you're thinking, you know, I'd really like to do that, but then I can't do this, and I won't be able to, you know what? The problem with that statement is I. The first word was I. I can't. Start with God. What does God want in you? We learned in our leadership summit this last weekend. Jesus said, deny yourself. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow me. Guess what? To follow him, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, the first thing you got to do is deny yourself. But if I come on Tuesday nights, my favorite show is on Tuesday nights, and I'll miss my favorite show, I guarantee you that favorite show will do nothing to further the kingdom of God. But you don't have any idea what God has for you in these different areas. You have no idea what God has for the kids in youth. You have no idea what God has for the kids in Team Kids and Kids Church and in the life groups. It's time to grow. It's time to step up. It's time to step out and say, challenge accepted. Amen? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time. Lord, I thank you for the excitement that I hear and I feel in the leaders, in the helpers, and then in the coordinators. That we're not just babysitting kids. We're reaching them for Jesus Christ. We're helping them to grow. We're surrounding them so that we can raise them up according to your principles and according to your plan. Because there is a world out there that is waiting to chew them up and spit them out and turn them into everybody else, the way they act, the way they talk, the way they believe, everything. But Lord, we know we have been called to make disciples. Lord, I pray that you would put it upon the heart of each and every person here to take that next step in growth. Whatever, how small, how big it is, help us, give us the strength to step out. We know that you're not looking for people who are able. You are looking for people who are willing. And then through your power, we become able. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I ask a blessing upon everyone that has stepped out, the helpers, the leaders, and the coordinators, to move this thing forward as we follow you. And everybody said, amen. Have a great week. Go Hawks.